Tape is running.
Tape.
Adam Curry, John C. Dvorak.
It's Thursday, November 26, 2015. Time once again for your Gitmo Nation Media Assassination Episode 766.5.
This is No Agenda.
Celebrating another bogan holiday and broadcasting live from the capital of the Drone Star State here in FEMA Region 6, Austin, Tejas. In the morning, everybody, I'm Adam Curry.
And from Northern Silicon Valley, I'm John C. Dvorak.
It's Crackpot and Buzzkill in the morning.
All right, here we are on Thanksgiving 2015.
Yep.
We're not doing a show.
Is this the first time we haven't done it on Thanksgiving?
No, I think a couple of years ago we skipped Thanksgiving and did I think it's one of the shows that was done by Ramsey, Sir Ramsey King.
Well, the problem is that, by skipping it, we don't get John's real story of Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I was thinking that. I was.
It's a tradition. It's like the night before Christmas.
Same old thing about the bogus Thanksgiving, which is Abraham Lincoln and all the rest of it. You can read it. It's all over the place. I talk about it a lot. But yeah, this is not a clip show. What happened was we had, and that's why it's 776.5, because right. This is not a show.
And typically on Thanksgiving and also on Christmas, no one shows up.
No, we have heard the audience numbers go way down. That's why the pros in the network business, they aren't even working the whole week. No. They take the week off, and they said run reruns. We don't do reruns. Everything we've done...
They're sitting in the Bahamas, man, the pros.
Everything we've ever done has been new content. It just happens not to be live as usual.
Right.
So what happened was some time back, we had one of our producers who...
Sir Cyber...
decided to take all of our funny, quote unquote, funny bits, and I guess we go off on each other in different ways, and some of it's very funny.
Well, so it's a little over two hours, and we've received things in the past, and the exception of the clip shows that the No Agenda CD team did,
right,
Ramsey.
And we've done a couple ourselves.
Yeah, we've done a couple ourselves. So usually you get stuff sent in, it's like, okay, But and I had the same thing. I was listening to it, and, within like 2 minutes or something, I'm like, this is funny. and I was amazed. I'm sitting here laughing at ourselves.
I had a very similar experience. I got the thing, and I'm just like you. I could imagine rolling my eyes like, oh God, okay, let's see what we've got. Because, it's like, yes, all your funny stuff. And I'm thinking, sure. I had the same thing. I was very skeptical. I'm starting to listen. I said, this is no good. No good. And then, that's kind of funny. Next thing you know, like you, I'm laughing out loud.
I know.
At some of these old bits. And it's just absolute genius compilation. You just can't give him enough credit for doing it. This is fantastic. He's going to do a second one, he says, but it takes forever.
I think we got the second one, but I don't think it was 2 hours. It was shorter.
Oh, okay.
Well, and honestly, I haven't listened to that one in its entirety yet.
Well, this is genius, and it's a very difficult work to do.
It's so good. This should be sent in to the comedy category for the podcast awards.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm sending a copy to Montreux as we speak.
Oh, Montreux.
To Montreux, yes. Montreux for the festival.
So we've got a two-hour show here for you that is it's a clip show, but it's all the funny stuff. A lot of people who are newcomers to the show only listen to the last few years, let's say. There's stuff in here that's old that is funny, and he has a great ear, and we have nothing but kudos for producing this. And so,
and it also gave us an opportunity to do something else like cook.
Yes, which is an all-day job on Thanksgiving.
It is. It is indeed.
All right.
Without further ado, here is the actual title is No Agenda Funnies, N.A. Funnies. But we'll just call it the best comedy bits of No Agenda. Sir Cyber, thank you very much. Here we go.
The following podcast contains 99.5% recycled material. However, your anal leakage is fresh. Listener discretion is advised.
Somebody is bitching at me in an email. Oh, your foot in the water, feet in the air, stuff is, you're just, you're faxing it in.
What?
That's what he said. And he went moaning about it. He says, I should dramatize it or something. I don't know what he wanted me to do. So I dramatized it this time. How was that? How was my acting?
Oh, I see. So it's not what you're saying. It's about the dramatization.
Yes.
Okay. I think we could do one more read.
Okay.
I'll try to get it. I'll cue you. In the morning to you, John C. Dvorak.
And in the morning to you, Adam Curry, and all the ships at sea, and the boots, I say, on the ground, and the feet in the air, and the subs in, not on, in the water.
Woohoo! What the fuck is that? It's like,
well,
what?
If you think that's crazy, listen to this one.
Do you know what's super cool about having your own plate? It's all yours, and it's small like you. So the grown-ups won't use it, and it's the perfect size for the perfect portion to keep you healthy. You'll love your super cool smaller plate, the more you know.
Have the small plate, slave, and shut up!
What was that all about?
You need a small plate. This is it. This is 1930s. This is, we're sitting around the table. Fritz, you need a smaller plate. So you won't become fat and you can't fight in the army.
Heil Hitler.
Heil Fritz. This is exactly it. Are we just doomed to repeat history?
Apparently.
As America? How is it possible? How can it get this far?
I know. I think this is why we're not doing anything with our infrastructure, because we expect it all to be blowed up.
Hold on a second. A chat room, that is PSK Mail M-A-I-L. They all think I'm some gay
some
network.
Gay.
Hey, I'm joining PSK Mail, okay? Leave me alone. Dutch?
Well, there's no doubt about the fact that they want to put... I heard someone say, I think it was Matthews, that they want to put an Aztec next to his name like they have done.
An Aztec?
Aztecs. I want to put an Aztec next to his name. An Let's do that again. This is genius. This guy's just great. It's fantastic.
They want to put an Aztec next to his name Aztec. Like they have done.
Well, NBC should be so proud of this fine broadcaster.
An Aztec. They want to put an Aztec next to his name. Like,
amazing to me that this guy's on the air.
Just put an Aztec next to his name. It's just.
Whoa. There's other podcasts out there that are you might want to listen to once in a while. And then you compare it to what we do on our show. We have a little clip from one of them right here.
Okay.
Well, Eric, we're live. That's definitely not something you want to hear right when you're live.
We're live. That's nice.
How's the lag this evening?
I was thinking about a couple seconds, I think.
Yeah, not bad, not bad. I'll just pause, and we'll have a gentlemanly conversation.
Yeah, you know what? We make it look easy, John. This is what people forget.
Oh, they just show up and they just talk for a couple hours, just bull crap back and forth, play some little clips, talk some conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
And, well, and there you go.
There's an element to that.
Well,
like right now. Right now is an element.
Yeah, okay. So this I already know what's coming. This is great.
The riots have been going on in downtown Istanbul all day on Friday. You can see the riot police here in the central Taksim Square squaring off against demonstrators who are starting to set up burning barricades. They're hurling rocks and bottles. It's very overwhelming. And this is the commercial heart of Turkey's largest city. This started as a protest movement against plans to bulldoze that park over there and replace it with a shopping mall.
We don't want this place to turn into a shopping mall, and now this has turned into something else because the primary...
Let me ask you a question. Was it tear gas, or is he just coughing for no reason?
I think it's burning tire smoke. I don't know, because you say outside, supposedly. We don't know. It's not in front of a green screen. And he's coughing. It's bad out here.
Is more coming?
The report is so lame.
Is more coming? More coughing?
I think he coughs again.
Okay. Mister is controlling the media, the police. and we have no control about what gets out in terms of news from Turkey.
This isn't about a shopping mall anymore, is it?
Not anymore. This is, I think it's going towards something political, and suppression has come to a certain level where people are fed up with this. So we're going to try to change this. Tonight is going to be a bigger gathering, so we'll see what happens.
All right. Honestly, it's really hard to breathe right now without a gas mask.
Without a gas mask.
These crowds of stone-throwing protesters have gotten worse as the day has progressed.
Oh, guys screaming, quick, stop the report. It could be dangerous.
A lot of people very angry that the use of tear gas and this police force is being used almost on a weekly basis in Turkey. Ooh. Against any public demonstration of dissent. The irony here is that just earlier this week, Istanbul was making its bid to host the 2020 Olympics. Now, it's become the scene of a full day of riots.
All right. Who do you want to be? Do you want to be the reporter? Do you want to be the guy I'm interviewing? What do you want to do? Or do you want
I'll
to toss
be
to me?
Yeah, you're interviewing.
Okay. Well, let's see if we can do this.
Do you got enough sound effects?
So, it's, so, this is not about a shopping mall, is it?
No, no. We're sick of all these horrible people running the government must go.
Boy, it's hard to even talk with you without a gas mask on. It's just... it's just really bad.
You're getting used to it because we have this happening every week on a weekly basis. They're throwing the gas at us.
Are you angry?
We are going to take action.
What kind of action are you going to take?
Big meeting tonight. Big meeting.
Big meeting. that was good, actually. That was one of our better ones.
Yeah, we usually suck at it.
that was one of our better ones. Big meeting tonight. What big meeting?
Slander and try to obstruct is what they tried to do to Eric Holder. And by the way, he's not stepping down.
It's a big truck. Hey, I'm a truck driver.
MSNBC, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful place. Huge. I mean, they really go for the gold when they hire.
Try that again.
Slander and try to obstruct is what
he even. It's funny because he throws in the T at like the last minute in a weird way. Obstruct. Listen again.
Slander and try to obstruct.
It's almost like a guttural tick.
No, it's trying to obstruct. It's just obstruct.
Obstruct.
He never says the ob. Say it again.
Hold on. He doesn't say ob? No, you're right.
I think this is us.
Slander and try to obstruct.
Obstruct. Whatever he says. This is broadcasting at his finest hour. Pat Leahy, oh, good old Pat Leahy. Mm-hmm. You have to tell me, what do you think? Is he drunk or not drunk? He's you know, chairing a committee. And uh-huh. Here he goes.
Okay.
Senator Cornyn.
Drunk.
And then Senator Grassley, and I'll get the last word, and we'll have a roll call vote on final. Senator Coons. Or Senator Flake, rather. Senator Flake.
Just needed to file a statement for the record with regard to flake number 3, the amendment, to clarify something on it. Is that okay?
Thank you. And that will be done. I also, while everybody's here, without objection, I'd ask that the Senate Legislative Council be given permission to make the usual technical and conforming changes to the bill as amended. There's no objection to that, but objection, Senator Coons.
Okay, no, he's not drunk. He's slathered is what he is. He's completely...
Just play that little beginning again.
He's completely obliterated. Now, that beginning is really good. Hold on a second. Here we go.
Senator Cornyn and Senator Grassley, and I'll give the last word.
He's just tired. He's just tired.
Don't laugh. Why you are laughing? Shut up. Shut up.
Wow. Why are you rapping?
Okay.
Shut up.
You got it. Clip of the day right
really?
There.
Really? I wasn't even expecting that. That's very kind of you. I will accept it because I think it's pretty good. Here we go.
Clip of the day.
So while we're playing
shut
these
up.
Kinds of things.
Shut up. Don't laugh. Why are you laughing?
Shut up. Shut up.
Shut up. Are you familiar with this thing called spinning?
That's where you spin your partner until they pass out and then you choke them to death.
No. Disco, like, house. And then there's a woman with a microphone on her head who is yelling at you. I do want to point out that the chicks at this place are dynamite.
Oh.
And if you're in the back row, best seat in the house.
Oh, yeah, there you go. The old horn dog in the back row. Who's that guy in the back, that guy? What's he doing with his hand?
What didn't she do? Strange. I've seen that face before.
I don't know. Maybe. Anything to get you stop singing will. Yes, it was.
Yes. Yes, that would be it. Stop it. Stop it now. And of course, George Michael, a very prolific songwriter. I think one of the best songwriters of my generation. And he did a video where Tony Blair was a lap dog sitting on George Bush's lap. Do you remember that? The first Bush. George W. administration.
I do remember the lapdog.
And it ended his career. Everyone was like, man, you can't do that. That's messed up. Yo. And it ended his career. And now he just smokes weed and falls out of his car all the time.
He's a constitutional lawyer.
All right. God. Now I looked this up. What is a constitutional lawyer?
There's no word yet this morning that President Obama has actually given the order, but once he does, it could be just a matter of hours before those missiles are flying, Matt.
All right, okay. So I know why it didn't happen last night. That's pretty obvious, John. Duh. We haven't positioned Anderson Cooper yet. Anderson's got to be on the border. We got to get Brolf over there. We got to get Aaron Burnett for the feel-good stories and the sound effects. Here we are at the Syrian border with Turkey. Looks like cruise missiles are coming in.
I don't understand you, Adam, buying into this pro-nuke.
I'm evil. You should send a cruise missile up my ass now.
As you saw in the video, the officer was extremely patient.
Barth's police chief admitted today that the officer
patient.
Who did the tasing is fairly new, but he defended the officer's action.
Yeah, this is the next step. Put your laptop in the thing. I'm going to tase you. Take your shoes off. No liquids. Taser. Shelter in place. Cower in the corner.
Kim Novak.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man. I don't know. People should look her up and see what a beautiful woman she was and what plastic surgery can do to you.
Now, she was in Vertigo, was it? Hitchcock's Vertigo, I think?
She was in a whole slew of movies.
Yeah, but I mean, that's what I'm...
But she was like one of the most beautiful women in the world, and now she looks like a Muppet. And I've seen this before.
Yeah.
I think that Versace, Donatella Versace, has the same plastic surgery.
All right. Enough with the mainstream jokes. Come on, move on
it's
to
not
something.
A joke. I mean, it's horrible.
I know, but this is everyone's talking about this. Was at the Maidan handing out cookies or pretzels or whatever she was handing out. Then, of course, we had the
scripts.
Phone call. We had
the.
She was handing out per diems.
Per diems. Exactly.
Yeah, all right, here's your. Who's an extra? All right, here's your per diem. Are you SAG eligible? Oh, that's too bad. Well, you can still get a per diem. Ladies and gentlemen, we now have official news from John C. Dvorak, Skunk Awareness Week.
Skunk Awareness Week. If you see a skunk out during the day, it's a nocturnal animal, you should realize he probably has, or she, has rabies. That will be the skunk.
You said,
wait a minute.
Say that again. You sounded just like you were in the club.
Sounds like she should have rabies.
On the pole,
do not
she's
approach
got rabies.
The skunk. They should have prison prep.
Yes.
And they should just put the kids into a.
That's where you're headed.
A prison, because they're going to go straight to the Corrections Corporation of America, partly owned by Bill Gates. And the Melissa Gates Foundation, actually.
And really, these people, you know, they're getting the experience. They know how to run schools because they invest in the Corrections Corporation of America. They know how to run this thing.
Yeah, so you have these prison prep schools, and then you put the kids in there and you show them how to stand in line to get food and how to bang on the bars and how to drink from a tin cup.
How to write a book on a grain of rice.
How to make a shiv.
Wait a minute. What do you call it? Prison prep schools? Is that what
prison
you call
prep?
Is it just called prison prep, or do you want to call it
just like college prep?
Prison.
Because they're obviously going straight to prison because they've already been pushed aside for the other kids, and they might as well just get them ready. But Tommy, I don't want to go to prison. Shut up. Oh, Jeffrey Lentius in Helvetslu.
It sounds like he had a stroke. Hella food slouse.
Jeffrey Lentius.
Lentius?
Let me try it. No. Jeffrey Lentius. In Helvetslers.
You sound like a Dutch retard. Jeffrey Lentius in Hella Food Slouse.
Okay.
Adam@curry.com.
Where Dutch retard.
Which is a contradiction in terms.
Whoa.
I'm all over it. I'm all over it today, baby. She wants to take me to this place in Mexico.
Ooh.
I know.
Donkey show?
I'm hoping. The donkey.
It's called Blue Fox, I believe, outside of Tijuana.
And I don't know if, is there no one in Robert Redford's group who can say, hey, Rob, Bob, Mr. Redford, chapstick. I mean, it looks disgusting. And he's producing it. So it was a close-up of his head, his full screen. And his lips are all like cruddy, chapped. And, you know, it's like, ugh.
He's up in the Colorado mountains most of the time.
Chapstick. That's all chapstick.
Just wreaking havoc on his already wrinkled to death face.
Do not go on television with your cracked up, crackle, crumpy, crusty, literally crusty lips. It's like he had a glazed donut. And there's crust in the... Oh, it's just disgusting.
Hey, you're complaining about my analysis of the Academy Awards the last show, and now you're going off in this direction?
No, I wanted to get into Malaysia. I'm ready to talk about... Okay,
I'm done.
And one of the theories out there is that the pilot deliberately did something to this plane. Obviously, you're familiar with that theory. But the theory that I'm talking about, the motive behind it is you. That you were removed from the political arena. He was a big supporter of yours and that he brought this plane down in protest.
Wait for it.
Do you believe that could be true?
Millions of Malaysians disgusted by the manner the media has been orchestrated, the judiciary has been used by the government to punish opposition leaders. It's not me. There are 5-6 members of parliament in the row.
Yay.
To be punished or imprisoned or to be denied their seat.
They're crazy over there in Malaysia, John. I think we should get rid of that government. They're no good.
People, there's an issue of fraud in the elections, in the electoral process.
Fraud! What's
we
fraud?
Won 52% of the popular vote.
Fraud!
I mean, it's not a question of people having motive.
Now, here comes a little nugget that I didn't know.
I mean, people are disgruntled. You take any cab or taxi in Malaysia, in Kuala Lumpur, most of them are just disgusted with the government. But then, they do not hijack taxis.
This logic, I love it. I love it. Hey, people are all pissed off in Malaysia, but they don't hijack their cabs. They don't hijack the bus. They don't do that.
Yeah, you can have no little black baby. She got two other white children, and then she gonna have a little black baby gonna be running around there in the living room or in the den with the rest of them. They're not gonna let that happen.
I love how he's framing this. If you got two little white babies, you're not going to have a black baby running around? What?
Yeah.
Vote this guy out.
You know this that, an and idiot. I know that. You will never admit it. You know that, and I know that. And all this stuff about the abortion and this and that, oh, that's just a con game. That's for whites, ain't for blacks.
And I asked this lady, I said, I thought you she said her daughter's going to have an abortion. I said, I thought you was against abortion. She said, yeah, but my daughter got pregnant by this black man.
So he has an example, apparently. Normally you give a name, but he has an example. And, oh, no, we got to have an abortion because my daughter got pregnant by a black man. This is I don't understand why this is not on MSNBC. Why are they not?
Only the No Agenda show would carry such a clip.
Now,
it's politically incorrect to even have that guy talking.
Now, he does ask the white woman what she do. It's another 40 minutes, 40 seconds. He asked the white woman, and she just is great with her comeback.
In it.
I said, and you're not going to let her have their baby? She said, oh, no.
Oh, no.
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 She thought I was crazy. If you had a daughter, she got pregnant by a black man, you let her have the baby. I'm asking you.
Yes, sir.
Pardon me?
Yes.
Speak up a little loud, I can hear you.
Yes, sir.
Then after the baby's born, what you do with it?
Let it run around in my living room and enjoy it as my grandchild.
With the mother little blonde.
I love, what are you going to do with that black baby? Let it run around the living room. Throw a saddle on it. Man. Yeah. Alvin Holmes, Democrat, Montgomery, Alabama.
Yeah, vote I would call that guy racist.
Yeah, vote yeah, that
that's
guy
not gonna get played
out.
Anywhere.
Vote him. No, of course not.
You can't play that.
Oh, it would be racist just to play it.
It would be racist to play it. That's the problem. And that's Al Sharpton be against it.
Yeah, exactly.
Rachel would be against it. So they're not going to play it on MSNBC. And Fox, they don't have the guts to play it.
No.
And they're Democrats, like you said.
Yeah. Hey, just for yucks, because I see him here. Number 51 on the list is a monthly donor.
Yeah,
I just want you to mention the town he's from.
We're number 51, a monthly donor. Oh, Lutbrook,
Lutjebroek,
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 Lutjebroek.
Okay. Every Dutch listener and producer right now is laughing, believe me.
Why? What
it's hard
I
to explain.
Is a joke that Lutjebroek's not even a town?
It's a real town, Lutjebroek, but no one's ever really from there.
Jan van der Laan in Assen.
All right. Jan van der Laan.
Jan van der Laan.
You don't have to mock me.
I'm not. I'm trying to get the sound down.
Okay. Repeat after me. Jan van der Laan.
Jan van der Laan.
Assen.
Assen.
Drenthe.
Drenthe.
Very good.
Thank you. John van der Laan in Assen. Assen. Assen.
Jan van der Laan.
In Assen.
Assen. Very good. In Drenthe.
Drenthe. John van der Laan in Assen, Drenthe.
We offered them prepackaged food for their soldiers. Well, you can't win a military conflict by throwing pancakes at somebody.
See, I need the dinger.
Yeah, he's good, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, he's hilarious.
And I had a Grey Poupon in the glove box.
Driving along, sometimes you have to exchange Grey Poupons.
Yeah, people would literally say, hey, douchebag, got any Grey Poupon? And I'd reach over and it's like, well, yes, I do. I know. I was that guy. All right.
You were a dick.
And now, No Agendas, Bitcoin Bonanza. This week, Peter Omicron. Peter Omicron. Taylor Swift.
Woohoo!
Elon Musk. And Satoshi Nakamoto. This week on Bitcoin Bonanza.
Hey, Adam, just want to add a suggestion. If John resurrects Cranky Geeks, then your show should be called Grumpy Hams. However, I have a real idea. Why don't we do No Agenda Kids? My kid loves your show. He's 8.
We have a lot of young listeners.
But this is a good idea. We could do No Agenda Kids. Could you imagine how cool that could be?
And did you know your teacher is a whore?
Oh, hold on a second. That is, let me just get a timestamp on that. John? Really? Really? Was that necessary? Read his email on the No Agenda Show. Well, you totally ruined it. I'm not going to read the Cowboys and Indians email. I'll save that for Thursday. Well, anywho, oh, I can't believe I just said that.
You said that. You said anywho.
I know. I should shoot myself. That was horrible. And I call people out on saying that. I'm a mess. I'm a total. But it's interesting. Do you know that dudes basically only need one room? Isn't that interesting? Are you laughing because you agree?
It's true.
Dudes basically need one room, and it would be great if my bed fit in this room. And it'd be great if I had a little stove and a cooker.
one of those little miniature refrigerators that only guys own. Yeah.
No, actually a Sterno. It's a Sterno thing, a mini fridge, and I'd be set. I mean, I had this whole house, and I'm just in this one room in my command center. And you become so complacent, you become like, yeah, sure.
In the end, we're all 12-year-olds.
Yeah, sure, I'm in my underwear in my command center. Who gives a crap? That's me. Okay, so...
You have to have no girls written on the door with the R backwards.
Exactly. Is it RuPaul complaining?
No, but it might as well be. By the way, that RuPaul character's on the show. He's bald,
yeah,
and he's got a fake mustache,
yeah,
and big glasses, mm-hmm, and wearing a man suit. I think he's. I don't think he has any nuts. This is the semifinalist plus the winner. The second girl is Miss Nebraska, who I found to be offensive. Because I'll tell you why.
She offended you, or the question offended you?
No, her answer to the question offended me, and then she offended me. I thought she was, I'll explain why later, but I don't particularly like somebody's religion being thrown in my face. And she managed to do that to an extreme at the end, at least the way I saw it. And I'm sure some people out there say, well, you know, maybe you're too sensitive to this stuff. But I found it personally offensive. Now, let's play these two. This is the whole thing. This is question number one and question number two. You see, they're extremely political.
Wait. I only have one clip, don't I?
Yeah.
Okay. You only have one clip. All right.
They're both on there.
All right.
And I found the questions to be ridiculously political. And the girls, of course, can't answer them. And the first girl who didn't win, obviously, she circumvented the entire question. The other girl, the Miss Nebraska chick, she kind of answered a question she answered the question the same way I think that Adolf Hitler would have answered the question.
Did she have a mustache, John? Did she have a little brush mustache by any chance?
Jackie Brown.
And Jackie, oh, never mind. Why am I even asking questions?
Congratulations. Here's your question.
What color is the White House?
The rivalry between our country's political parties has gotten ugly. What does Miss America teach us about healthy competition?
Wow. Here we go.
I am so grateful to be up here with 52 other incredible women. We all love each other and support each other. And I think that no matter what, we need to support each other as Americans and not partisan. I think that if we come together and we try to compromise, that's the way to get things done and that's the way to solve problems. I think that we should take after Miss America and love one another and try to compromise.
Thank you, Jackie. Congratulations. Step backstage.
Now let's all hold hands and tell a secret.
It's unbelievable.
Great. I love the sound effects between the question. Here's your question.
I have three questions left on this card. And the next one goes to Miss Nebraska, Teresa Scanlon.
Oh, I'm getting a question.
Teresa, congratulations. Here's your question.
Everybody's talking about the WikiLeaks. How do we balance people's right to know with the need for government security?
You know, when it came to that situation, it was actually based on espionage.
you the security of our nation. We have to focus on security first, and then people's right to know, because it's so important that everybody within our borders is safe.
Wait a minute. This has got to be ABC, because we know they're the compromised network. Tell me this was on ABC. John?
I think it was.
Of course it was. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe it. Oh, that's great.
And so we can't let things like that happen, and they must be handled properly. And I think that was the case.
Thank you very much. Step on stage.
That was it?
Yeah, that's all I got. I mean, the rest of it was just bad.
So let me take a look at the overnight ratings. I don't see. How come? Don't they have, like, overnight ratings?
They should.
Maybe they don't. Well, they should have it. Maybe they just don't publish it.
Anyway, so this woman wins. She's the shortest woman in the group. I mean, they had, I don't know how tall she was. She couldn't have been more than 5'3". Maybe she was 4'9". I don't know. All the other women towered over her. And she was very pretty. She's a very pretty girl, even though she looked like a Mexican chick at the beginning. But she did once they.
Which is not, doesn't mean Mexican chicks are ugly. You're not saying that, right? Because you
what
so
I'm saying, though, is she's a blonde. And she looked like she looked ethnic, and then she looked like a blonde Scandinavian at the end, and it was just like I couldn't see that she was going to win with this dark makeup.
She has a Joker mouth.
Oh, does she?
Yeah. Is this Teresa Scanlon?
Yeah, she might be. She might not be photogenic.
She has like. I think it's drawn.
All these girls, they look like one different woman after another. I mean, it was like I don't know. I just found the show.
Teresa Scanlon has done work in the past to help girls with eating disorders. Yeah, by screwing up so they actually get an eating disorder looking at her. I'm so against these things.
Well, I'm not for them either. But anyway, the point is, let's go over the. At the end, she wins and goes. She goes crazy, and she does starts doing the one. There's a number.
No, hey, John, it's okay. I'm done. I think.
No, I want to tell you about the religious thing.
Oh, okay. You don't have a clip of that.
People should be identifying these things because sure. I find. I mean, I don't think if somebody wins, they should start crossing themselves a million times. If they're Catholics, or going oi oi oi, or bust the dishes, or throwing down a prayer mat,
throw down the mat,
and start praying to Allah. I mean, I just don't think that this is appropriate.
That would be amazingly cool if Miss America won and threw down the prayer mat. How come that never happens on TV? That would be awesome.
So, but they let people get away with this, holding the Pentecostal thing, which I find annoying, where there's two versions of this I've seen. One of them is you hold your arm straight into the air. You hold your hands straight up in the air, and then you take your palms and bend them backwards so your palm is facing the sky. This is to receive the blessings or whatever. And you hold your arms, like that. So that's one of the things. But the one that she does, which is, I don't know which group this is, if it's Pentecostal, which generally most of these groups are, she holds her arms at about, she holds them out forward, like kind of like, say, imagine a Heil Hitler salute with both hands.
Only bending backwards.
Only flip the hands over so your hands are, your palms are
right. Yeah,
and
got
then
it.
Bend your drop your fingers forward as though you're holding a giant, like a platter. Way up in the air. So you're holding a platter way up
to
in the air.
To catch the money. That's the platter to catch the money with.
So you're up there with the platter way up in the air. Of course, there's no platter. And when I see this, I'm thinking, why don't you just tell us what religion you're at? We name the church. Thank them. And, I just don't know. I mean, it just bugs me.
Oh, but, it's like you're never that angry or upset when, like, tonight, the Golden Globes are on. You know that the half of the acceptance speeches will be
crap.
Like, I thank God, and I thank God for giving me the strength. That's what we always see on shows like that, only this is a little more dramatic.
See it at sports events, too, and people do complain about it. I mean, this is not, I just find it offensive that if there's any belief in religion in any way, shape, or form, that it would be attributed to this show. And you'd be, I don't know, maybe it's just me.
Maybe she's praying to the ABC president, thanking him. He's God. Put her on.
Yeah.
Something like that. I'm thinking it's more along those lines. Anyway,
maybe I'm off base. I'm sick. Yeah. I demean
Wait, let me roll this out for you.
John C. Dvorak's pet peeve of the day.
You always do this when there's a pageant. You're always getting upset about it.
I think I'm ill, and I don't mean to say that Mexican women, but many of, I mean, I watch Mexican soap operas. The women are gorgeous.
You do not. You watch the telenovelas?
Obviously.
I love you, man. Even when you're, in fact, when you're like this, you're best. If only you could be sick all the time. Our good buddy, Maynard down there, who was always trying to slip an In the Morning in to promote the show and make us laugh. He's on real radio down there. You know, unlike what we do, I mean, this Mickey Mouse stuff, he's on real radio. And he says, Adam, I recently interviewed Gary Kennedy, a big-time food inspector who helped write the salami code of practice for Gitmo Down Under after a salami killed someone a few years back. apparently, there was a salami scare in Australia that we didn't hear about.
Oh, so now the salami tastes like crap.
Well, he had some poignant questions about that and more.
I often listen to John C. Dvorak on a number of podcasts, and he is a big fan of deregulating the salami industry because he's...
That, by the way, is your ringtone. I'm a big fan of Hello, I'm John C. Dvorak. You could go on Meet the Press. I'm a big fan of deregulating the salami industry.
A fan of raw milk. He's a fan of. He thinks that, you know, the salamis taste better when you know they don't have as stringent rules to them. What would you say to someone like that?
I'd say he needs to shop around.
Yeah, shut up, slave, and shop around. You don't know what you're talking about, John. You know what you're talking about.
A lot of small butcher shops who still make salamis made the way they used to make them overseas. I've got a couple of clients who do that.
So if you want to eat some salami in the morning, what salami would you recommend if you're into the raw taste?
A capicola is good.
I filter my water because I'm concerned about fluoride being a mind control drug. Is there any evidence either way on that?
He goes right into it, right?
As far as I know, no. Fluoride is not a mind control drug.
So it's just me.
Yes.
So this stuff's happening. I'm the one that's doing it.
Yes.
Yes. It's a mind control drug. Beautiful. It's not a mind control drug, Maynard. It makes you docile. There's a difference. But we appreciate it. And, John, you're infamous now down under for your salami expertise.
Yeah, apparently.
And you are the leader of the Leave the Salami Industry Alone movement.
Australian Prime Minister Julia Gillard has been forced to dodge a flying sandwich for the second time this month. She was greeting children at Lynham High School in Canberra when a student flung the salami snack.
Oh, I think Kat must have thought I was hungry.
I thought I was hungry.
Flung the salami snack, I tell you. Bill Clinton fathered a love child with a hooker. And that
Hillary?
No, Bill. And his name is Danny Lee Williams, and he now wants to meet Bill. He says, I hear he's not doing so well. He's got suffering from Parkinson's disease and heart disease. So I'd like to say hi,
Danny
Dad.
Is?
No, he says Bill.
Oh, Clinton.
He says, so Danny says, I'd like to say hi, Dad, before he dies. I'd also like to have a relationship with Chelsea. She's my half-sister. Yeah, good luck with that.
So when do you think it would wind up dead in the next weeks or the month ahead? Maybe.
It won't take long. It's not going to take
car
long.
Accident? I think car accident. I'm going to predict that there will be a rumor or a gossip item or something will crop up in one of these political rags that in fact when Clinton dies he actually and I think he would be the one to propagate this, he actually died in the saddle. And the Secret Service, they had to move the body.
Oh, wow. All right. In the saddle.
Rumored.
But what kind of woman will it be?
Hooker.
Of course. What was I thinking? All right.
I think you're right. I think there is something, and it's screwy. And you get this guy like Kofor Black. And again, why do you name your kid Kofor
or Rance? Destined to do, or Rand for that matter.
Rand. That's another one. Why would you name your kid Rand after a think tank?
Let me name my kid after think tank.
It's like, maybe you wanted to name him Randy and you dropped dead of a heart attack before you could get the last thing. I want to name him Rand. Dead. It's possible. The Gopher is not a short for anything.
Oh, come on. This name has got to be from something.
Did you see the photo? It's on that same Daily Mail article. If you go down, the guy who won best
that's the look. I when I saw that picture, I'm like, oh, that's the look John should have with the pants cut off.
Right. Cut off pants, shoes with no socks, a little dinky bow tie that's crooked. And this guy wins the award for best male.
And his pants are cut off above the knee.
It's idiotic.
But then I was shocked to see Ralph Lauren. He looks like the guy from The Simpsons. What is it? Mr. Burns.
Is he the one that wants to marry his cat?
No, the nuclear guy, the old evil guy.
No, I'm talking about one of these big designers just came out.
No, you're talking about Karl Lagerfeld. No.
Oh, right, Lagerfeld.
Why do I know this? I've lived with too many women. I need Provigil so I stop learning these things.
So what is the deal with Lagerfeld wanting to marry his cat? Nobody thinks this is really strange.
I can explain this. This is all about the gay marriage thing in Paris. These guys are all in Paris. In Paris, you know, a million people are burning down Paris because they don't like the idea of gay marriage. And then, of course, the fashion industry all goes into a tizzy and like, well, we can't have that. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to marry my cat.
That may be an explanation. No,
it is the explanation. I know this world. It's so stupid.
I'm going to marry my cat.
I know what I'm going to. I'm just going to marry my cat. I'll show those stupid French. Because they're all in France. This is what they do. Ugh. So for the Dutch listeners, plusser stuff.
What is that? Why did you giggle?
Because Placer County just sounds funny in Dutch.
Oh, well, why?
Because a plusser means your penis. If you're like nine.
Oh, that's why you giggle.
Okay. Yeah,
exactly. It's funny. I know. I live in Placer County. Yeah, get it? Nobody. Now everyone knows it's in Placer County. At least Sir Gerlach is the baron of the penis of the California.
There are at least five people who are now crashing their cars or laughing out very loud in the tram. Yeah.
Charles Plosser, president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia, says that keeping rates near 0% with inflation, in his view, close to the central bank's goal and the economy nearing what he says is full employment, it's just too risky.
So there's a Democrat representative in California named Loretta Sanchez, who's apparently been reelected so many times that she's like one of the top, you know, so she can yak as long as she wants to. So I have a kind of a long clip here, but she reminded me of somebody. Tell me you agree, and who I clipped in at the end so you can kind of get the comparison and contrast of this woman discussing the F-35. And rambling in some odd way, saying absolutely nothing and sounding pretty much like an idiot and looking like one, curiously.
I'd like to speak to Ms. Duckworth's amendment.
Gentlelady is recognized for 5 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It is true that we have on this subcommittee taken a really hard look and will continue to take a hard look at the production, the development and the production of the F-35. As you know, it's our only production plane scheduled for the next 20 to 30 years. And it does have a great number of our allies included in the buy as we move forward. The last year has seen significant improvement in the development and the production of the F-35. However, we also have to recall that this program is 7 years behind schedule and 70% over cost at this point. So we have to ask ourselves, how do we move forward in a program that we need but ensure that we're getting what we need? And Ms. Duckworth's amendment is really about putting the pressure in particular on Lockheed Martin, who's the prime and everybody else, and so I can appreciate Mr. Vesey's concerns, and as you know, these are always difficult issues. But this really is about how do we continue to ensure that the contractors who are developing and building this are doing it in a way that is successful for us. That's what we're talking about here.
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. Or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries so we will be able to build up our future for our
children. Thank you very much, South Carolina.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah. It's a long way to go for the joke.
Yeah, I know. But this woman, I couldn't find a good place to. She was. How do these people get elected and then reelected and then reelected? Well, it's just beyond me.
That's because everyone's on Provigil. They're awake but not learning.
Apparently not.
So, you know, stop taking the Provigil. Get yourself some Adderall. It's the learning drug. And then once we get these bitches out, let's party on Coke. Internet safety. Our chat room safe. Listen up, chat room. This is for you. Our chat room safe. No, chat rooms are not safe places to be while online because you cannot.
Why?
Because you cannot always be certain with whom you are chatting.
The problem with that is
a great deal of negative things can result from chat rooms, such as bullying, stalking, kidnapping, rape, and murder. Wait a minute.
Murder in the chat room is the name of my next novel.
Wait, what was the song, Murder on the Dance Floor? Was it Murder on the Dance Floor? Murder on the... Who did that song? Dance.
Murder in the Disco, wasn't it?
Was it Murder... I thought it was Murder on the Dance... Well, there's... No, it was... Sophie Ellis... No, Sophie Ellis Baxter. I knew I had it right. It's Murder on the Dance Floor. Yeah. So you go from... bullying, stalking, kidnapping, rape, and murder. Not all that or instant messaging is bad, though. Ask your parents to help you find safe areas to communicate with your peers. But what if I get harassing emails or text messages? You should report any harassing emails or text messages to your parents, guardians, teachers, counselors, and anyone else who might be able to help you. These forms of harassing communication are commonly known as cyberbullying. In some situations, it may become necessary to notify the police. There she is. You better not kill the groove, DJ. Oh, I loved her.
4, 3, 2, 1. Oh,
I know. Damn, this was the jam. Remember this, John?
It's a terrible song. Turn it off.
It's a great song. This is Murder on the Dance Floor.
Yeah, I know. I know what it is.
Oh, well, sorry. It's a great song.
No.
It's a great... Yes, it is. It was a huge hit.
Very, 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 very boring.
Oh. And the... modest encroachments.
Okay, let's look at some analogies of the term modest encroachments. Do you have any, John?
No, but I'm sure you do.
No, I just had one. I just had one. Like, don't worry, baby. It's only the tip. I think that is a good analogy of modest encroachment
on privacy that are involved in getting.
Wait, how do can you have a modest encroachment on privacy?
Okay, so here we go. So there was a big stink. I thought this was a cover up for what was going on in this beauty pageant.
Me too.
Which
I'm right on board.
Outrageous political questions of these dumb women
who are smoking hot, by the way.
Oh, this group was dynamite.
Yeah.
The two that won, Connecticut and Alabama. I thought Miss Alabama, until you hear her talk. Was absolutely stunning. But she turns out to be a fascist.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what happened. This got all the news coverage. Apparently Miss Utah,
yeah,
who looks like an Icelandic woman. She's amazingly Icelandic. Your eyes are just a millimeter too wide. Mm-hmm. But that's fine. She was gorgeous.
She answered this idiotic question, and this got all over the news. This is Miss Utah.
Not just on the news. Not just on the news, but this is what people were blogging us. I was surprised that people were tweeting and sending this this link. I'm like, do you listen to our show? Do you know how to look through the BS?
Apparently not.
Yeah.
Judge number three, NeNe Leakes, your question, please.
A recent report shows that in 40% of American families with children, women are the primary earners, yet they continue to earn less than men. What does this say about society?
I think we can relate this back to education and how we are continuing to try to strive to figure out how to create jobs. Right now, that is the biggest problem, and I think especially the men are seen as the leaders of this, and so we need to try to figure out how to create education better so that we can solve this problem. Thank you.
Thank you, Utah. Thank you, sweetheart.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you, sweetheart.
You're an idiot. So she's actually, you have to remember, she's from Utah. Why this question was asked in the first place is beyond me, but she's from Utah, and so she's probably a Mormon, and she's thinking when they're asking the question, she's thinking to herself, what? Women work? Women work? Oh, my God.
Hold on.
And so she was completely befuddled by that concept.
Hold on. I can tell you this is all scripted. You know, these questions are not.
Oh yeah, no. You'll see how scripted they are.
No, and I know they're scripted. So I think she just blew the lines. You know, the answer was there. She knew what to say. It happens. It happens. This is not because she's dumb. This is just you know, it's your moment. It's your acting moment, and you mess it up. And people who if you emailed or tweeted this link to either John or I, turn off the podcast now. Go away. Because you should know by now, this is all scripted. All she did was, she's not dumb. All she did is she's flubbed the lines. That's all.
So, and by the way, if one of these women, and when you hear the rest of the, I've got four more of these. They're all short, less than a minute. But when you hear the questions and how lame they are and how political they are, if just one of these women would say, you know, I don't think it's appropriate to be asking these sorts of political questions, which are loaded. And it's probably just to make us look stupid. I really find it insulting, and that's all I've got to say. I would be this woman's fan. I'd follow her on Twitter. I mean, we don't get any of that. Instead we get this kind of weirdness.
Hey, do you want to build an X-ray machine too while you're at it?
So here we go. Now we're going to go with the one that I thought was the best looking of the group was Miss Alabama.
Yeah.
And so, but she comes now. They ask her a loaded question, and she just. All these women give the worst kind of answer to make them look like either idiots or Nazis. And Miss Alabama looks like a Nazi.
All right, next let's have Alabama join us. Alabama. Please reach in and select a card. You went for the middle. Okay. Judge number two, Wendy Malik, your question, please, for Alabama.
Government tracking of phone records has been in the news lately. Is this an invasion of privacy or necessary to keep our country safe? Why or why not?
I think the society that we live in today, it's sad that if we go to the movies or to the airport or even to the mall that we have to worry about our safety. So I would rather someone track my telephone messages and feel safe wherever I go than feel like they're encroaching on my privacy.
Whoa! Hey, that's a big word there, that encroaching word. I wonder where she heard that in the script.
Unbelievable.
First of all, I loved her teeth. Man, could they be any whiter? They're just like, king, like I got to wear a shades because of this girl's teeth. But that was so funny. That is, of course, that's completely fascist because she is encouraging corporatism. And I find it hilarious that, you know, the things that we're doing is going to the mall, going to the movie theater. What was the other one? I forgot the other one. It's like, I want to feel safe.
Airport.
That's right. I'm going to go travel to go to see the
another. I don't feel safe going to the mall.
Go to another mall.
What an idiot.
All right. So then we go on and we get Miss South Carolina, who's a very, very pretty black woman. She is just gorgeous and kind of cheery. Cheerleader-like.
Miss South, what is she, South Carolina?
Yeah. Now, the thing about this one, now I'm wondering about what's wrong with South Carolina, because this is the state that had that crazy Miss Teen who kept saying, however, and, you know, people can't find the United States on a map because of South Africa, and, you know, she went on and on with it. She was the worst answer anyone. This woman is in competition with her.
Huh? I didn't understand. I didn't do the clip, but
every once in a while I bring this clip on the show where Miss South Carolina in some pageant answered the question, so many people cannot find the United States on a map. What do you think this is? She goes on with this whatever, however, so, and she says because of South Africa and feeding the poor, and she just went off the rails. And this one damn near beats it.
South Carolina, it is your turn. South Carolina, go ahead, pick a card. All right, let's see who you got. Judge number 9, Christina Milian.
Hey, hold on a second. How come we can't get this gig?
Tell me.
They got 9 judges, and judge number 9 is Christina Milian, the idiot from The Voice? Hey, yeah. Carson! Hey! That's who judge number 9 is?
Yeah.
And we can't get this gig?
And by the way, the way they're doing these questions, I'm almost convinced that they have a list of questions and they say, oh, this is Miss South Carolina. This is what she gets asked.
Yeah, let's give this one.
Please give us your question.
Hey.
Should people who leak classified documents in the name of public information be charged with treason? Why or why not?
Wow. I feel bad I didn't watch this show now.
You should, because all you have to do is watch the end, because that's what this craziness
emerged. You can't write this stuff. Is this what we're doing?
I don't believe that they should be charged with treason. Personally, I think that being a part of this country, we have been given specific documents for specific reasons. Our lawmakers have put that into their decision for certain reasons. And if we feel the need to have to show those documents, then I think that we should show them.
Hey, show me your documents,
what?
Girl.
What? Yeah. What did she say?
I don't know. Smoke was coming out of her ears, I think.
She said, if we are given documents, we have to this is actually another fact. She doesn't even know what the woman's talking
about. One of them would just go like, hi, everybody, that would be funny. Yeah, oh, we should be writing this show.
She goes off the rails and pretty much saying that we should all have documents and we have to show them when the authorities ask.
Show me your papers. Show me your Google documents. Hi.
That's what she said.
I know. But this is, my God, we're so lost.
Oh, totally. This is the worst thing I've ever seen. This is the worst. So they finally come to the winner. This is the woman who won, by the way, the last one, which is Connecticut.
Oh, of course. You know, we could have called this.
Yeah, we could have called. Oh.
We could have called this easily.
Oh, we could have easily called this. Obviously, it's Connecticut because of the school shooting.
I mean, did she have a question about Sandy Hook by any chance?
No, they didn't go that far, but this is almost as bad, and she's another fascist.
Let me just look at her first before you ruin it with this clip. Let me see. She's the brunette?
I think so.
She's pretty. She's kind of like a...
dime a dozen.
Kind of, yeah, dime a dozen. Like, but a bit like Cindy Crawford used to look, kind of.
Yeah, a little probably prettier. A dime a dozen way. I mean, there's a lot
of... dime a dozen. And what is she, 5'6"?
No, I think she's...
She's not tall.
The tall one was Texas, who had the best dress on.
Texas, always awesome babes.
But she wasn't as pretty as the other girls, and they had to bring her in with some gimmick. They had this stupid gimmick. Let me explain this. So they had the top 5 at the end. First of all, here's the problem I have with this show. They start the show off with these 50 beautiful women. And they come out and they introduce them all and says, we're cutting it down to 15, and then we're going to have the bathing suits.
Right.
Saying, why can't we see 50 women in bathing suits?
Yeah, really, this is a mistake.
I thought it was a huge mistake. And then all the women are hustled off, and a lot of them are very pretty. I mean, who knows how...
And are you just left clawing at your screen like, no, no.
Yeah, pretty much. And so then you get the 15 come out, then they cut that down to 10, and then they cut it down to 5 real fast and moving along.
So this is Brooke Daniels?
And then they have some bogus thing. If you tweet, the name of the one you want. We can save one from the five that have been kicked off.
Wait, is this Brooke Daniels? Is Miss Texas?
I don't
know. Nah, she has a mean look about her.
That could be. Whatever the case, they brought Miss Texas back.
What?
So there were six at the end.
Oh, okay. I get it.
It's a gimmick.
Oh, cool.
TV. Wow.
All right.
Okay,
all right.
So here's our last contestant.
This is going to nail it. This is going to knock it out of the park.
Well, the other women, if you heard their answers, all of them were like that. They stammering. They didn't know what the guy was talking about. Documents. I got documents. It's like they're a bunch of idiots. Or at least, here's the deal. Let me stop right here. If we could just get these beauty contestants to listen to No Agenda.
Yeah, really?
They would nail these questions.
It would be a beautiful thing.
Yeah. They would do them good. But they don't. So here we go.
All right. Miss Connecticut.
Down to our last two. Connecticut, please join us and select a call.
Hey, Connecticut. Go ahead.
Judge number 7, Mo Rocca, your question, please.
Miss Connecticut, the Supreme Court ruled that criminal suspects can be subjected to a police DNA test after arrest. Do you agree or disagree with this, and why or why not?
I would agree with this. I think that if somebody's being prosecuted and is committed a crime that's that severe, that they should have a DNA test. I think there are so many crimes going on in this world that if that's one step closer to figuring out who has done it, I think we should absolutely do so.
Thank you.
It's pre-crime.
That's right, baby. We picked you up. You're guilty.
Anyway, so that's your last fascist. Yeah,
good work. Good work. Well,
but wow, what questions? I mean, this is really a kind of disgusting. They used to ask questions like, do you like red or blue? I mean, makes more sense.
No, they were always kind of like world peace, like questions you could do.
A little bit. What are you going to put the starving children in Africa? But these questions are current events, and they're a little edgy for these women.
Fascinating.
Anyway, is my report.
Yeah, very good report, John. Congratulations.
There will be another one in 6 months when another one of these things shows up.
Please, no, we can't have that.
This world.
We can't have more of that. That's impossible. Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to show my support by donating to No Agenda. Imagine all the people who could do that. Oh, yeah, that'd be fab.
Well, we do have some people to thank. Unfortunately, we have to thank him on Sunday.
First, Sir Cyber. We got to thank Sir Cyber for this outstanding job. Yeah, outstanding job what he's done.
He's the producer and executive producer of this particular show. So on Sunday, which will be the official show 777, a real show, we will give all the credits for everyone who donated from show
776
and 776.5. To the 777 Club members and the 777 well wishers and the show 777, and which will be also be the one of the final shows that highlights the No Agenda Mile High Club, which will be on Sunday again.
Yes, this is the last one. This is the
No, 787
is the last
one.
The
Dream Jet donation.
Yeah. Got it.
So that's 10 away. And, if you've been listening to this show, you know how funny this stuff is, and we got another hour of it. So I think we should just move right along and
begin. Well, I do want to thank everybody, and as you said, reminder, we have a show coming up on Sunday. This will be the 777 show, so remember these words.
Dvorak.org/NA.
I find out the FBI has put out a tender, a tender where they are requesting to purchase something. They have to do this.
RFP.
RFP.
Request for person. Yeah.
So there's this document, and it's the required. So it's the equipment that they want: ICOM 9500, AH800 antenna, Yaesu VX8DR with Mars mod, FC40 antenna, ICOM IC9100, Kenwood THD72A, Kenwood TM710, 2 meter, 70 centimeter, ICOM ICR2. I mean, it goes on and on. They are essentially building an entire lab because they heard that I was, you know, like making Morse code cool again. They're like, hey,
yes, there's a good one.
Hey, that Curry is all over this.
What's Curry doing?
Yeah, we got to stop that guy. We got to listen in on what he's doing.
So this is Manning going on. He's got this theory that the Republicans are running Bush to get rid of Rubio, and then he has his thesis about how the winner is going. The guy who's setting himself up, because he's been showing up on a lot of talk shows, he says is Romney's going to run again, which, by the way, in American history happens a lot.
Huh. The GOP does not deserve to have any power. If you are too afraid of the consequences of standing up and defending this Constitution against whatever comes, but you're defending the Constitution. We've got a man that's sitting in the White House now who is constitutionally ineligible, and every damn body in America knows it. Everybody knows it. But yet you, Mitt Romney, you, Reince Priebus, you, Fox News, became conspirators, co-conspirators. And the reason why you let him get away with it is because you're afraid of black people. You're afraid of the backlash. Any man who is too afraid to stand up and to defend the Constitution of this nation does not deserve to be the president of America, and your party does not deserve to have any power. So go someplace and shoot yourself. You've allowed this to take place. You've allowed our Constitution to be trampled on. And you say you're afraid of black people. Well, what does that mean? What does that mean? What does that mean? It means that the man that should be the president of America ought to be the man that's willing to defend this nation against all enemies, both foreign and domestic.
Amen.
Whether it be black people jumping up and down in Chicago or South Central Los Angeles, or whether it be these freaks on these talk shows like MSNBC crying foul when somebody says the birth certificate, which is a legitimate issue.
Amen.
If you're too afraid of that, then you don't deserve to defend or lead this great nation. Go to hell, Mitt Romney. Go to hell, the GOP party. Go to hell, Fox News. Go to hell, Dick Marsh. Go to hell, Karl Rove. You don't deserve any power. Guess that's that.
Well, you know what? I don't think I can do a show anymore. I got nothing against this guy. This guy is he's fantastic. I'm a fan. I'm a huge fan.
Go ahead now and whoop the dunghead media.
I love this guy.
We got to talk about that.
Wow.
Yep.
There's no reason for him to go on the BBC on a Sunday, because he's just always, I mean, just listen to how this ended. It was unbelievable how he is hurting the alternative media's chances at reaching anybody, because the minute you bring up anything now, people think that this is who you are.
And that's why, because the establishment all doesn't know what to do.
Now, Alex has this point, and it's an important one. I would have, say, 10 years ago said, listen to all this stuff. He believes that people put cancer virus in vaccine in order to create a eugenics program. That's what he believes.
We talk about medical discoveries.
I would have said, hey, that's kind of mad and so on. And it's an interesting psychological phenomenon.
Like dismiss it.
The problem is that conspiracy theories like this are believed in.
Hey, listen, I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game. Okay, our government in the U.S. is building FEMA camps. We have an NDAA where they disappear people now. You have this arrest for public safety, life in prison.
You are the worst person I've ever interviewed.
No, it's basically off with their heads, disappear
David,
them,
thank
take
you
them
for
away.
Being with us.
Infowars.com.
Liberty
is rising.
You're watching the
Liberty
Sunday Politics. We have an idiot
freedom
on the program today.
You will not stop freedom. You will not stop the republic. Humanity is awakening. Infowars.com. No, you guys.
I'll be looking at the week ahead with our political panel. Until then, the Sunday Politics across the UK.
You're crazy. Think of the public isn't waking up.
So,
well, you got to give him credit.
He got the URL in, that's for sure.
Twice.
We need to examine new law enforcement strategies and better allocate resources to keep pace with today's continuing threats as violence spikes in some of our greatest cities.
How are your greatest citizens doing? Yeah, it's like, can't you
thank you, Brolf.
I mean, seriously, can't you just say, I mean, cities? You just let that go? Cities. And no one. Hey, I live in one of the best cities in the world.
Dr. Fauci, thanks so much, as always, for joining us.
Good to be here, bro.
Some of our greatest cities.
Look, if you're reading it, we get to make fun of it. I met a woman from South Korea at LA Photo. This is a big photo expo that's going on here right now. And it was kind of cool. She's like, I'm from North Korea. I'm not trying to make a mockery of her, but that, nice to meet you. And I said, yeah. And, you know, Korea, very interesting. Kind of interesting, that trade agreement. She says, yeah. Oh, we're burying pigs and cattle alive. Said foot and mouth. Yeah, we never heard of foot and mouth. I said, no, that's part of the deal. Didn't you read the fine print? I said, we get to export beef to you, and you have to bury your cattle. And she went, what? What you saying? What you saying? She did not get the irony of what I was saying, unfortunately.
No, of course not. Why would they?
Yeah.
Says he shot the teen in self-defense, but the young man was not armed. He was going back home after buying an iced tea and Skillet's candy. No name calling, no incendiary language, just the facts. A young man dead.
Yeah.
The assailant says self-defense. What is found on the young man, Skillets and iced tea. Probable cause for an arrest.
I wonder what the gaffe was.
Skillets and iced tea.
You know, when you smoke pot, you get the munchies. You know that? See, all of those people who smoke pot can say, yeah. And y'all didn't know I was catching you. I said, I'm going to lay in wait for that. I'm going to get them now. Because all the pot smokers going to say, yeah. And anybody who say, yeah, to the munchies, you're a pot smoker. See, when you smoke pot, you go to 7-Eleven, I get some munchies. I get some Skittles. I get something to drink because I got the munchies. I've been smoking dope. I got the munchies. On my way back, I got the munchies. Now, the other thing that happens when you smoke pot, you get paranoid. Somebody's following me. Pot makes you paranoid. So you start acting in suspicious way. But see, you'll never admit that because you're black and ain't no truth in you. Ain't no Jesus in you. No Jesus in you. Condemning George Zimmerman.
And there you go. Well, so that's it. The whole sermon is in the show notes.
It's cute.
Now, before you say anything, may I point out that Wikipedia now has an entry known as Dvorak's Law.
Dvorak's Law.
You can look it up. Dvorak's Law states, the worse the economy, not only do the hookers get better looking, but they get cheaper.
I'll be known for that.
Yes.
Thanks.
It's on Wikipedia, and it's irrevocable. You cannot erase it. And this is
subset. Is it in the No Agenda page? Where is it?
No, it has its own wiki entry.
Oh, God.
Yeah, just Google Dvorak's Law.
You stopped me in my tracks, I guess. Search here.
I think you have to do wiki. I don't think it's gotten the Google. I don't think it has the Google juice just yet.
Law Wiki.
Where is it? Here it is.
Gone.
No. And maybe it's gone.
Yeah.
No, that can't be.
Me?
No. It's gone already? No, hold on a second.
Those guys at Wikipedia, they don't like us.
But it's... let me just see. Not Dvorak's Law. It is Dvorak's_law.
Well, it didn't show up on a Google search. What's wrong with Google?
Well, here
let me
says,
try Bing.
Here it says, Dvorak's Law is proposed that this article be deleted because of the following concern. Does not appear to be a notable law. Hey.
Gotta make it notable.
This is crap. A search failed to find enough reliable coverage about it. Well, this is no good. And I guess then they'd block search engines from...
Hey, hold on a second. Stop the presses. Google could not find it, but yeah. Bing found it in the number one search.
Yeah, so they're in cahoots.
No, Google's obviously, Google's in cahoots with Wiki.
Yeah, and they're biased against your law.
Yeah, well, apparently.
This is an outrage. However, you can address this concern by improving, copy editing, sourcing, renaming, or merging the page. All right, people, get to work. The thing is, it only has one reference, and it's from me. I did have to laugh about the guy who can summon the 200 million ninjas. This guy is fantastic. He's wearing a bowler hat. He's got a big stick with all kinds of ropes and snakes off of it. And he's got the sunglasses. I mean, not only that, he has the voice. And he believes that Putin, who is a judo student, is the right guy to lead the world. And his 200 million ninjas. And listen to, because Benjamin, who speaks fluent Japanese, I guess, will translate. But listen to the guy's voice. He's everything you want in the ninja leader master. I love Benjamin going, yeah, indeed.
Judo, karate, do aikido.
Yes, the international associations of Bushido, Karate, Judo, Kung Fu, etc. can muster worldwide at any given time 200 million people. And they only fight under the code of chivalry, which is you don't attack women, children, and non-combatants. Which is what the other side has been doing.
I love this guy. But you know what? I bet you there's something to that. I bet you there is, of all the judos, the jiu-jitsus, all these guys, I bet you there is an organization that has like some secret network, and maybe this is the guy.
Yeah, sure.
Listen to what he says about Putin.
He believes that with Putin's help and the martial arts societies worldwide, we can cause major change. And, of course, the Illuminati, who are throughout the Western intelligence agencies, military, and this is not the Italian Illuminati, this is the Gnostic Illuminati, and they want meritocracy, rule by the people who are the best, people who work their way up the system, not people who are born into it and have it given to them, even though they are often not very bright.
Oh, metric. Well, get used to it. A4 paper. I want to say something here and now. A4 paper is ugly. It's the wrong proportions. When you look at A4 paper, it's too long and skinny. It looks creepy. It's not visually exciting.
Satisfying. Exciting.
It's not anything. It's horrible. And all the metric crap, A4 paper is the worst example. It just looks, it just feels and looks, it's unpleasant. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
So I feel the same way about putting the 20, 201, 40, 507 kind of thing. No.
So,
forget it.
A4 paper, it's not a Fibonacci ratio. It's not a golden ratio. That's the problem
I think the problem.
What is the U.S.? What do we have in...
8.5 by 11 inches.
What?
8.5 inches by 11 inches.
Yeah, well, what is the format called?
It's called letter. That's what it's called. In the morning.
All right. So now that we have started an international incident regarding the A4 size paper.
I know. There's going to be a bunch of these guys who listen to the show to hate us, and they're going to, why is this feet and inches is stupid?
A lot of people taking exception, speaking of printing, to your rant against A4.
Yeah, there's at least a half dozen people that get all upset.
Emailed you, not the ones that emailed me as per usual.
Ew! A4 is tall and thin like Adam, not fat and chubby like John.
That's exactly right. Yeah,
that's objective.
Yeah.
What they're looking at today is Ebola.
Ebola. Now you're talking CIA.
You know, you simply put somebody, a victim, in a centrifuge.
Now listen.
Hold on a second. Now, so in other words, Bob Baer and his boys, they this other Dutch jerk off, he puts bubonic plague in, probably because it was some sounded a little bit like Ebola.
Yeah, because he's Dutch.
It's a mistake.
What is the Ebola bubonic plague? We say the bubonic plague. It's great.
Oh, shice. It was bubonic. It was Ebola, not bubonic plague. What was I thinking?
Oh, crap.
So then Bear comes in to straighten it out.
Yeah, I got to fix it. Exactly. But then my favorite is you put a victim in the centrifuge. I mean, this is a whole new take.
Victim. You just get comfortable. Once again, one of those giant things that spins you around like the astronauts go on, and you're snapping, and all the goop that comes off of you, they collect it.
Listen.
Yeah, today is Ebola. You simply put somebody, a victim, in a centrifuge. You get the liquid out of it.
It's just like making vinegar, John. I mean, you should know.
Atomize it.
Wow. You atomize it.
And
you're good to go.
You know, spread it around in a transportation system. That's what has them scared.
It's easy.
And it's very easy to do.
As long as you have a centrifuge to
go around with a spritzer. Would you like a spritz? Would you like a little spritz? Open your mouth. It's like peppermint.
And Macy's. Like, would you like to try the new Calvin Klein? It's easy.
It's something compromised.
But okay, we need to listen to that again, because that is, I just need to write it down. I can't believe this wasn't on the laptop, because that's the instructions you want.
I think that was supposed to be on the laptop, but Dutch Zirkoff couldn't remember.
Fucked it up. Oh, yeah. So Ebola. Yeah, this is what it should have been. We got the Ebola. You grab a victim, you put him in the centrifuge, which is a whole new take on the cat in the washing machine. I really like that. That's such a good vibe for me.
Centrifuge.
Oh, back it up for a second. This is one of Bob's best appearances.
You know, you simply put somebody, a victim, in a centrifuge. You get the liquid out of it. You atomize it, and spread it around in a transportation system. That's what has him scared.
And hold on a second. Now, doesn't Jake Tapper say, gosh, Bob, that seems a little far-fetched?
No.
How do you even do that? What, are you kidding me? He says that, right?
Worse. He doesn't, not only does he not say anything, Bob says this is easy.
It's very easy to do.
As long as you got a centrifuge.
And it's something that they're aware of. I mean, it's extremely alarming, and it's very unlikely to happen, but it's a possibility.
Oh, pussy. Pussy.
Obama.
Oh.
Went to Tennessee to speak to the employees of Amazon.
Wait a minute. Was this the slave speech about the new bargain for America?
I don't know. He's been giving the speech day after day in one place or another. So it's probably the same speech. But he's at Amazon talking about the future and how, you know, this is Amazon's a good example of the working class can get back to work. It's a robot factory.
It's a slave station.
Slave stations. Everything's done by robots.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, they have a few employees and they're all back there, including some blonde bimbo that was back there smiling.
Was she hot?
You know, they had a bunch of people behind him.
Yeah.
So he goes off prompter for just a second.
Uh oh.
And he starts to stammer.
Oh,
now,
really?
I've heard him Sorry?
Really? I said, like, really stammer, yeah, stammer?
Never heard of such a thing. So he starts to stammer, and this is the worst I think I've ever heard him do it. And so I'm going to ring the bell as he repeats himself every time he says the same word over and over again. And we'll try to keep count. Ready?
Yep.
Hit it.
I want to tell everybody. I want to tell everybody here the truth. And you know, look, I know that the politics for Obama aren't always great in Tennessee. I understand that. You know, but I want everybody to just hear the honest truth. I've run my last campaign, so I don't need to spin
And here's the truth.
Wow. Wow.
It's just, it was the worst ever.
But it's also, it's one performative after another. Here's the truth. I want everyone to know the truth. I just want to say this on one thing. I mean, nothing is the truth. It's all performatives. Every single thing that comes out of his mouth. Here he is trying to grab hold of the situation. And I did not edit this. This stuttering is in real time. Here we go.
I understand. Listen, hold on, young lady, don't just start yelling, young ladies.
Hey, all the single ladies.
Hey, sir, why don't you sit down too? Listen.
Doesn't it sound?
That's how we roll. And that's the story. Yeah, you know.
And I tried some Spanish. You know, what was that? That was pretty sad. I speak zero Spanish, but this. Yeah, he's just gonna try something. Oh crap! I don't know what to say. What?
Here. Can I just say this?
Nice. Unbelievable.
And the guy on PBS, like, oh, that's great. Great idea.
The guy on PBS is an idiot.
Yeah. Doesn't that kind of show you what else is going on PBS?
Please.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's the clip of the day already.
Already? Wow. I don't know.
That is the clip of the day. I mean, you can't beat that. That's the most idiotic thing I've ever heard. And you got a guy from PBS lapping it up like a moron, like a puppy.
Really? Oh, that's so ingenious. You're so inventive. So smart. So good.
The guy on PBS is an idiot.
You would be too.
Yeah, of course, except I'm not smart enough. I'm sitting here in my underwear doing a podcast.
Sweating.
Mom is looking down on me. She's proud.
My poor boy.
Are you proud of me, Mom?
To this. I'm begging for money from the unappreciative audience.
Hey, she's sitting next to your mom who's saying the same thing.
No, my mother's saying, yeah, this cabbage is no good.
I already don't want it. I'll just post it on the blog and everyone can just go pound
like
sand.
Like an old woman. Like my mom when I gave her a microwave. Get it out of here. Get this thing out of here. It sparks. It sparks.
Did she put her silverware in it? Did she put her silverware in there?
Sorry, I don't know. It was sparking. So she said, get it out. Okay, Mom.
You know what's uncanny? Your mom sounds just like Mimi. I don't know what's going on.
I'm surrounded by women that talk that way.
And I'm very proud of that, and I'm proud of doing that with you, John Charles Dvorak.
Middle initial stands for cash.
In the South Pacific, it's called a lava-lava, the man dress.
Yeah.
Because I like the idea of a man dress, and I'm going to see if I can order me a lava lava, and I'm going to wear it around town.
But you get a muumuu.
No. The lava lava is good looking.
Oh, bull crap!
It's the Polynesian dress. It is. It's also Samoan.
That's the reason.
Yeah, I like it.
Lava. What's it called? Man dress.
Lava lava. It's a lava lava
clothing. Lava lava clothing. Let's hit.
Yeah, lava lava. It's good stuff.
This is what the Samoans wear because they can't really get into pants.
Yeah. Oh, and let me tell you, I am looking tight now with that spin class going on.
Woo. Well, then you should show it off with some tight fitting clothes. Yeah. Wear a Speedos.
I'm going to wear.
Why are you wearing lava lavas? This is ludicrous.
Speedos, not a good look. Not a good look. No.
Speedos with a cod piece should be looking great.
No. I'm going to wear the lava. I can wear a tight lava lava.
So all these guys are wearing lava lavas, which look like a piece of crap, by the way.
No, it's not true.
Cheap looking. And then a white T-shirt. That seems to be the no top.
You seem to think it's a real problem. You seem to have a problem with men in dresses.
I think it's silly.
Why?
Because men, because it looks silly. Have you ever seen some of these pictures? Here's a couple.
I'm sorry. Crocs are the height of fashion. I'm sorry, John. You're right. What am I saying?
Some of my. You don't even know these Crocs. So there's little. I don't wear Crocs, by the way. I've never owned the brand. But they
worse. You wear faux Crocs.
Those people with lava. Where I'm looking at all these pictures. A couple guys golfing. They're wearing these things, and they both of them have those crazy sand flip flops. So you're thinking, so this is going to be your look. You're going to have I'll describe it. You got a red lava, some flip flops.
No.
Your calves hanging out. No. A Hawaiian shirt that looks like crap and a baseball cap. Unbelievable.
No, I think I can make it work for me in a different way. I don't think
yeah,
I need
you're
going to
stay at home. I challenge you to wear this outfit to the farmer's market.
I will wear the lava. Oh, by the way, I need to thank Farmer Chris, the farmer's market. Hey, Farmer Chris. He is our biggest fan.
Where's the Oryx?
No, that's Sebastian, the French guy. Don't get me started on Sebastian.
What happened? You guys have a little beef? Did you have a beef?
Yeah.
What happened?
No, nothing.
Did he do a full of Frenchy trick on you and sell you something that wasn't worth the price?
No, he's just French. That's just it.
Did he try to hit you with the Renault?
he's been gone. His wife has been manning the stall, and it's been
and
very pleasurable.
Hates you.
No, I get along with her very nice, but he was there the other day, and then he was like, "Oh, before you know it, it's like $40, and you got some mustard you didn't want. What the hell? I'm afraid to say no to him."
Oh, so he's a good salesman, and you have no resistance, to the Frenchman.
Anyway, what I commit to, I'm not going to wear the stupid flip flops or the baseball cap, but I think Farmer Chris and I will wear our lava's at the market. I'm not worried about that at all. I think people will like
the ass a lot.
People, see you're so not in touch with your just manliness. It's like you think that because you wear a dress, like you're a woman all of a sudden.
Yeah.
No. No. Shame on you.
Yes. You're going to have panties? You're going to wear panties with them?
Shame on you.
Just wondering, bra?
You are sad. You're just sad, man.
Oh, yeah.
You are sad. Hey, man. Let me...
The dress, it's okay. I'm good with it.
let me take everyone out on a high note, okay?
Garter belt?
I hope I didn't give you a bad visual.
You did. No,
did I throw you
out?
Did I throw you out? You know, it's a man dress. There's nothing wrong with it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, it's fine. It's just the beginning of the end.
Well, I have to say
it's nothing I haven't anticipated.
Well, let me throw some more on the fire then for you.
By the way, at your age, skipping is not an option. Don't skip down the street with the dress on.
Well,
Mr. Putin first allowed Mr. Snowden to enter Russia and remain at the airport. It was a clear poke in the eye of the United States. By allowing him to leave the airport and remain in Russia, he has taken the situation a step further and put our relationship with Russia in even greater danger. Russia has stabbed us in the back, and each day that Snowden is allowed to roam free is another twist of the knife. Mr. Snowden likes to portray himself as someone who practices civil disobedience like Martin Luther King or Gandhi, but he's not. King and Gandhi did not hurt people with their civil disobedience. Snowden did by putting our security at risk. And others who have practiced
civil disobedience in the past.
No. Wait a minute, he went all Lucifer on me here?
Have
I'm
stood
telling
up
you,
and
I
faced
did,
charges.
I swear to you, I did nothing.
Because they strongly believed in what they were doing.
Oh, wow. And this goes on for the rest of the clip?
I reset it. You can play a little more of it.
Yeah,
I'd
like
actually
to hear
kind
it.
Of
I'd like to hear it. Yeah, yeah. Hold
on. But I reset it, and I finally got it to work right. But this is what it was feeding me.
Daniel Ellsberg leaked the Pentagon Papers. He had the courage to stay in the country and defend what he had done. If Mr. Snowden had the courage if Mr. Snowden had...
Does it get better, John, or does it keep going like this?
It keeps going like that. You can kill it.
I'm going to give the guy's name here. Bernard Kuban. Hey, Adam. I'm sure you noticed how JCD was very quick to mention what a great journalist Glenn Greenwald is. This is only one of a gazillion examples debunking this guy as the shill he is. Let me tell you, it's time to face the facts. John actually does have an agenda. On top of it, it's a Jewish agenda. I know this show is your sole income source and you don't want to get too controversial, but I also sense you are on to what this is all about. So please don't be fooled by this guy, John C. Dvorak. He is not what he claims to be. P.S. 9/11 was a Mossad job.
There. Adam just read his email on the No Agenda Show.
You've been uncovered. I've unmasked you.
Yeah. Where's my check from the Mossad?
That's exactly what I wrote back to him. I said, where's the money?
Where's the money?
Show us the money.
Show me the money.
What is cheaper than mac and cheese?
Well, I guess picking up cigarette butts from the street and eating them. No idea.
Cat food.
What's cheaper than mac and cheese is the question of the show.
No, cat food. Cat food is even...
Well, cat food's pretty pricey.
No, you can get cat food for 69 cents a can, but let's say you can't even afford cat food. Then we have this.
During tough economic times, many families are forced to give up their pets because they can't afford to feed them. But a new program can help.
Shut up. Don't talk through the cliff.
They can't afford to feed them, but a new program could help. It's called Pet Food Stamps. The donation-based program can help financially strapped families afford to buy pet food and supplies. The organization is open to anyone in the U.S. You just have to apply to see if you qualify.
That's right. I got a pet. I got a whole bunch of cats and dogs at home. Mm-hmm. Can I have some pet food stamps, please?
Did you get that clip? You're killing me with these.
That's from the news, man. That's CNN. So, but obviously people are rejoicing like, wow. Yeah. So, hey, give me that jacket. Let me roll on the cat hairs over here. Yeah, we got a whole bunch of cats we're taking care of. I think I need some cat food stamps. Free cat food.
And then you use the stamps to buy the cat food, then you eat it.
Yes, exactly.
You're right. That is pretty cheap.
Maybe. What I guarantee you, you want a meal for depression, cat food, mac and cheese, all in one. Like, we'll call it tuna a la king.
Gourmet version of the mac and cheese.
Tuna a la king. I'm gonna make this. I'm gonna serve it to my guests here. I'm gonna see if I can get away with it. I am going to make cat food mac and cheese, and
I know for a fact that I could pull that off.
I'm sure you could. I mean, you're a better cook than I am, but I'd like to try it. I'd really like to try. And people be like, "Wow, this is really
good."
Now,
if you wanted to test it properly, I mean, instead of trying to use some aged cheddar from England and making a fancy pasta,
we got to do it with the $1 box.
Yeah, you have to do it with the $1 box and the cheapest cat food you can buy. That. You probably have to buy – I think you have to test this part. You'll have – this is my advice to you. Look for the 69-cent cat food, and then you buy every type of it.
Yeah, you got to test. You got to work on
them all up and do a smell test. And the one that doesn't stink to high heaven is the one you use in this dish.
Yeah. You know what? My hair will be all shiny. Right. So – there must be some kind of spice that we can use to cover up.
Better than ever.
What? There must be some herb or spice that we can use that'll...
My universal herb for these sorts of things, herb. Not that particular thing, but
herb.
I use marjoram.
Marjoram?
Yeah, I think marjoram. Marjoram has become my herb of choice.
What is marjoram?
Yeah, marjoram.
How do you spell that?
M-A-R-J-O-R-A-M. And marjoram sits somewhere in between the qualities of oregano without the possibility. Oregano occasionally, depending on which oregano you have, because they come from different parts of the world. But oregano will occasionally, if you use just a pinch too much, turn something bitter. It'll turn like a spaghetti sauce bitter. Marjoram. This works fine on pizza, but with a spaghetti sauce, you have to be real careful because it goes bitter, and then you have to fight it. You got to put honey and butter and all kinds of...
You're screwed.
you can use this stuff by the handful, by the bushel. You could take the jar of it and dump it in. And I buy it by 2 pound batches.
Marjoram.
I use it as my salad herb.
Indigenous to Cyprus and southern Turkey. Known to the Greeks and Romans as a symbol of happiness. That's right. Happy mac and cheese.
But the marjoram is a great, great all-purpose. And when you can get it fresh, even better.
Okay, so you think that's what I should be putting in the cat food? I'm going to try. I am going to do this.
A little basil, too.
A basil leaf. No, no, here's what you do. Here's what you do. You, as you're serving it, as you're plopping out from a big vat, this you have to make it look good, but it's a big vat.
A copper vat. It's got to be something. It's got to be a fancy
copper.
Look.
Copper, yeah. But you're lopping out this cat food and mac and cheese, and you say, "Oh, careful! There might be a bay leaf still in there." You know what I mean? That kind of gives.
Well, bay leaf is different than a basil leaf, but a bay leaf. You should get a basil leaf and put it on top as a decoration. But you should probably put a bay leaf in there, and then here it is.
Because it gives that kind of that whole
a magic act.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean for you to get the bay leaf. You know, it's that little thing that I add to my tuna a la king.
You cannot find this statistic because it doesn't exist. This is where I think the writers are sick of this guy because the show is highly, highly written. And I think one of them just said, I've had it with this guy. He's an idiot. And I'm going to give him a little stat here, and let's see what he does with it.
More as a health issue and not a criminal violation. Yeah. And frankly, the states are leading the way on this because they can't afford to keep jailing these people. It's
too
expensive.
Well, Eleanor, let me confront you with this. How many crimes does the average drug addict commit? According to a RAND study, the average addict commits 11,000 crimes over a lifetime, chiefly robbery and burglary to support his or her
individual
drug habit. 11,000.
Each individual?
Well, let's put him in rehab.
The average average addict.
11,000 crimes.
No.
He's committed that's a crime every day of his life.
There
right.
you are.
So get him in bed and put him in rehab.
There you are. I it says it right on the prompter. That's funny.
11,000. And even Buchanan, who is like a Nazi, he says, wait a minute, let's do the math on this. That means every single day.
Hey, John, here you go. That's good. Well deserved. Well played, sir. Well played. But here's a classic Sharpton flub on this non-interesting topic of news.
We're back with more on the continuing saga of Ted Cruz. Canadian by birth, extremist by choice. The senator released his Canadian birth certificate this weekend, starting talk over whether he's eligible to run for president. Since his mother was American, experts agree Senator Cruz was a U.S. senator from birth and eligible to...
There we go. A U.S. senator from birth is what he was.
U.S. Senator.
What an idiot.
That's a good one.
And did you hear the latest Manning?
No, not besides the changing his name to Chelsea Clinton?
No, I mean Reverend Manning.
Oh, this is my, hey, you're stepping on my toes here.
Do you have a Manning? Do you have the Manning?
No, but I mean, I go back and hit the well every so often for some water.
This one is classic. Only a black reverend could say this. And I just love this guy, the way it's just funny the way he says stuff.
That this man failed. We gave a black man the highest prize in the universe. And then after that, we gave him the Nobel Prize for Peace, even though he didn't earn it. We gave to him everything that he needed to succeed. We gave him everything that he needed to succeed. We gave him everything he needed to lead his people. We gave him everything he needed to help black people. We gave him everything he needed to change the world and the dynamics of black people. We gave him everything to heal slavery. We gave him the presidency, and we gave him the Nobel Prize for Peace. We gave him everything. And the nigga fell.
It's like Richard Pryor. The guy is phenomenal.
Yeah, you're right. Manning's only going to get away with it now.
Within minutes of the attack, 90, I think, to be precise, maybe slightly shorter.
All right. Hold on a second. When you're lying, This is not how you do it, John F. Kerry. So he's supposed to say, or what he's trying to communicate, is that within minutes of the attack, social media, the word is media, exploded. But he's tripping over himself so poorly that he has to say 90 to be precise, or kind of something like that. This is a man who's lying.
Every geographical point of impact, and that is concrete. Within minutes of the attack, 90, I think, to be precise, maybe slightly shorter, the social media exploded.
And he says the social media. The social media, he's upset with himself, so he can't even say social media. It's social media.
Slightly shorter. The social media exploded with horrific images.
And then he just goes on and on with the same talking points. Now, of course, we know that he's lying, and Putin knows he's lying too, and says it.
Russian President Vladimir Putin flatly called Secretary of State John Kerry a liar for telling Congress on Tuesday that Al-Qaeda enjoys less sway over the Syrian rebel forces than it used to.
We communicate with U.S. officials and assume that they are decent people. Kerry lies openly, and he knows that he lies. This is sad.
I love this is sad. The Syrian ambassador actually is onto your theory about this.
That on purpose, whether they are Republicans or Democrats. I mean, here I am referring to the hardliners in the Congress and the Senate. They want Obama to have his hands, to have blood on his hands, the way George Bush had it in Iraq. Barack Obama put an end to the American military presence in Iraq. Barack Obama promised to withdraw from Afghanistan. Barack Obama got the Nobel Prize laureate. Barack Obama went to Cairo to address the Arab and the Islamic world, and he said there that there will be no more wars. Where is this Barack Obama?
Yes, that's a very good question. I think he is in the fridge.
He's in the fridge in the basement.
Because of just the chat room, when something is wrong and you're asking, there are people in there who are very helpful and have a lot of expertise. But in between all of the unplug it for 30 seconds, jiggle the handle, all of these extremely funny, it's just so funny. People couldn't just like shut up for 1 second so the people who actually knew something could post some information. And I'm telling you, because of this...
I like the jiggle the handle one.
It's an oldie but goodie, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
You hadn't know. You really do like this one, don't you? Well, I've heard it so many times in the chat room, but it's not funny anymore to me. Jiggle the handle.
Hey, man. I heard that they're like using gas.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so now we... Now this, of course, explodes... We've got, I have to play McCain, because it was just too funny.
So I applaud the president's decision, and I appreciate it. But the president of the United States had better understand that just supplying weapons is not going to change the equation on the ground of the balance of power. These people...
We need more!
...of the Free Syrian Army need weapons.
This, by the way, is the Al-Qaeda. He's now saying...
No, it's basically... essentially it's Al-Qaeda.
These people on the ground, Al-Qaeda.
And of course, when they take over the place, McCain will be the first to say, I don't know how this happened.
How did this happen? All right, so he wants them to have weapons, yes?
And heavy weapons.
Heavy weapons. Like, damn. Hey, Muhammad, this weapon's heavy, man.
To counter tanks and aircraft. They need a no-fly zone, and Bashar Assad's air assets have to be taken out and neutralized.
Take them out!
And we can do that without risking a single American airplane.
How do we do that, John? Do you know how we do that? You are, of course, a defense strategist.
Blast it with some sort of electronic beam.
No, if only it were that cool. No. It's very obvious.
We can do it by cratering the runways with cruise missiles, moving the Patriot missiles closer to the border and protecting a safe zone.
I think the guy is jerking off while he's saying this.
He is totally out of control.
He's like hot for it. We can crater their runways, bitches. Oh, God, hold on a second. Oh, I'm almost... Oh, yeah. ICBMs, baby.
So the Russians are going to like this a lot.
Yeah.
Where they can organize, where they can work, where they can coordinate with the civilian side.
Civilian side. What do you...
The Syrian National Army and they can have a chance of success.
Oh, wait. All right. Now, before we, I just have to get to a point that I want to hear all kinds of stuff.
Would you ignore the stacks of dead bodies without a mark on them?
When I heard this, I'm like, this is would you ignore the stacks of dead bodies without a mark on them?
Would you ignore the stacks of dead bodies without a mark on them?
You know, and he's trying to like make it that it's so ridiculous that he's laughing about it, but I'm not buying it. I think he's genuinely garnering some pleasure from this. He's like, he's all giddy.
Would you ignore that it's already been established that as many as 10 times, at least, and many as 30, where chemical weapons have already been used? There's no doubt about that.
No doubt about
it. Is there any doubt
in your mind? Can you be
100% sure that it's bodies? Absolutely.
No, I honestly agree.
He did it for 10.
Hey.
Yeah, I couldn't tell if you were Pierce Morgan or you were John.
I know, I sound like Pierce Morgan, unfortunately.
I'm sorry.
So here's the thing. Now, he asserts that they've already been used, and there's 30 incidences or what. I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
Nobody knows what he's talking about.
If any of this is true, how come that wasn't the red line? How come that's not
what we decided? Oh, John, okay. Look, you and I are not going to have this discussion. Right, we're not going to actually try and put any kind of logic into it, are we?
No,
please. Okay, all right. Quick statement. We're done with it.
Of course, I can.
I like kind of that Pierce is like, his job is to say, how can you be 100% sure? That's his only job, and McCain forgets that Pierce is supposed to do that.
Here's why I can, because we know he's already used them. So why wouldn't he use them again, only in larger quantities?
I am more playing devil's advocate, to be honest with you.
To be honest with you.
Sure.
Disagreeing with you personally.
Let me just point out to you.
No, John, we discussed Pierce would play devil's advocate, then you answered. Ease up, buddy.
Yeah.
I want to ask you one question, so is this.
Go ahead.
How can you be 100% sure on the evidence that we've seen that it wasn't a rogue element of the rebels deliberately letting off chemical weapons to try and lure America into a trap? That is an argument some people are putting forward.
Yeah, and pigs fly. Some
only at Floyd shows. I think pigs fly is what he said.
Well, talking about sick, the whole educational side of the equation, like, for example, the public broadcasting group has a series now. I'll maybe get a clip for the next show on sex and animals. It might as well be sex with animals. They're masturbating an animal on the screen.
No. Do you have a clip?
I get the clip for the next show.
What kind of animal?
It was a porcupine.
No. You got to be very careful doing that. You're going to hurt yourself. Why were they doing this?
To show that he had a two-headed dick. It was disgusting. I had to turn the show off. I mean, they had all these animals having sex, and then they jerked off some poor porcupine who the guy claims enjoyed it. And I'm thinking, this is bestiality. It's illegal. How is this not bestiality?
It makes no sense unless you specifically want to be caught.
Right.
Okay. So, what is your conclusion then?
He didn't have anything on. This was just another Glenn Greenwald branding exercise.
Yeah.
Seriously. Yeah. He got on some shows again. Now he got on Anderson Cooper, and it made a big stink. I think the British were completely taken in by it, and I think the reason for keeping him for 9 hours was, I think, the reason you do that in this case, because you know he had thumb drives. I'm assuming they hoped to get him to take a crap just in case he had a thumb drive up his butt and they could get it out of the shit. And so they probably did take a crap, and they probably fished through his dung, and they got embarrassed by this. So Greenwald had a big laugh on that. That was never discussed, by the way.
Hey baby. How was it? Did you have fun? This is one of our producers was watching Disney Junior with his human resource, who is two.
Two-year-olds would like that channel, of course.
And here is, and this, there's a little toy involved, but it's a family, and this is, I don't have the name of this spot, but have a listen.
Be inspired. inspired with Disney Junior to salute those who serve our country, just like Riley's dad.
My daddy's in the Air Force.
In the Air Force, my husband keeps all of our equipment running and all of the jets in the air.
I like playing with my dad, and I like cuddling with him.
We Skype almost every morning, me and the kids.
My daddy makes me sad.
What?
Wait, you got to back it up. I like to play with my dad and call him a Russian? Is that what it said?
Be inspired with Disney Junior to salute those who serve our country.
I think you nailed it.
Just like Riley's dad.
My daddy's in the Air Force.
Okay, my daddy's in the Air Force.
In the Air Force, my husband keeps all of our equipment running and all of the jets in the air.
I like playing with my dad, and I like cuddling with him.
I play with my dad. I think you're right.
And I call him Russian.
Skype almost every morning.
Dad's a spy.
Kids.
My daddy makes me proud.
There are lots of brave people.
My daddy makes me proud.
People who protect our country. Even Doc has a pal she's extra proud of.
Ready to serve.
Ready to serve.
Army. Army.
He's willing to sacrifice. That's the best kind of toy to be.
Courage, strength, and fire.
Be inspired with Doc and Disney Jr. to say thanks to those who keep our country safe.
No, there's no militarization taking place.
There's nothing to see here.
You know what bothers, I'll tell you what bothers me the most. Oh. This is all, you know, just a, I don't know what the point of any of this is. These little kids aren't paying attention.
McDonald's makes a lot of money in Russia. I think it's time to kick them out. And that's exactly what Russia is doing.
The production and sales of some of McDonald's products is likely to be banned in Russia. Legal sanctions may affect cheeseburgers and royal cheeseburgers, filet of fish, chicken burgers, ice cream with bear fillings, and milkshakes.
Wait a minute. Did you hear that?
Bear fillings?
I heard ass cream.
Ass cream with bear fillings.
Cheeseburgers, filet of fish, chicken burgers, ice cream with bear fillings.
ass cream with bear fillings. What kind of a hamburger is that?
It's a Royale. Ice cream with bear fillings. Hold on a second.
I took my motorcycle up to Tahoe
to see B.B. King.
Up there to see B.B. King, and I figured I'd gamble.
How old were you?
I don't remember.
24?
Something like that.
Did you have like long flowing hair and a
No, I have very thin hair. I still have pretty much the hair.
What was the motorcycle? What kind of motorcycle?
It was a Kawasaki Triple. Anyway,
rice burner. Okay.
Oh, it was fast.
Yeah.
Anyway,
rice burner.
Hair would, if it got too long, I'd get these split ends and make my face itch. So I never could grow really long hair because it drive me nuts. So I go up there and I go to the tables before the concert. And I win, I don't know, $200-$300. And I decide that instead of spending the night, I'm going to come back after the B.B. King concert. I go watch, and I had a great seat. It was right in front. It was like a lounge act, B.B. King.
And so you were doing blow or just drinking scotch?
No, I wasn't doing anything. No.
Scotch?
No.
From weed?
I'm on a motorcycle.
Some ludes?
Bad enough with the big gouges in Highway 80 that you could get killed just driving back. So I say the concert starts around midnight. I say, hell with it. I'm driving home. I'll save the hotel costs and I'll just drive home.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not quite snowing, but it's below zero. So it's freezing. I got all the gear on.
And you're aware that it's snowing.
But I'm going to get there. It says, once I get down the hill, it's not going to be snowing for long.
Wow.
And so I start to get, what do you call it when you get too cold? It's called
hypothermia.
I start getting hypothermia. And so I'm driving, blah, 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 blah. And so I go into a gas station and make the mistake of warming up, which is, you know, because if you're going to be cold, you want to kind of keep you don't want to go warm, cold, warm, cold. So I started shivering like a maniac.
Yeah.
After I left the gas station, after I warmed up, so I started driving. On the entrance, there is a beautiful woman hitchhiking. I mean, dynamite. She was dressed up in a lot of gear. You could just see her face. She's fantastic. And so she's hitchhiking. And I pull over to ask her if she wants to go. But
hey, baby. Hey,
I'm so cold and freezing, I say to her, and she takes a look at me like I'm a crazy guy.
She pulls out her gun.
She slowly walks backwards like Homer Simpson. Says no thanks. And I realized, and so I said, I said, fuck it. And I just drove
off. No, you said,
yeah, that's right. I said, yeah, I couldn't talk.
How to Pick Up Chicks by John C. Dvorak, where the C stands for chick magnet.
So that was kind of,
you sure it wasn't the lewds?
The lewds. No, I never took lewds.
No, I love this clip. Play it.
Among the five senses, what do you prefer to have if you could only have one? And why? Would you like me to repeat? Okay.
I love that. Would you like me to repeat the question?
Yes.
Thank you for that wonderful question. If I had to pick out of five senses, I would pick seeing. Because seeing is the best sense that we can ever see, because seeing is believing. And believing into what you see is perfect. And out of all those senses, seeing would really be wonderful, because thank you, that would be it. Thank you so much.
I love at the end of the clip, you got to look at it in the show notes. She answers whatever her answer is, and then she like immediately like struts her stuff and throws out her chest. She's like, look at me. Wasn't that good?
Yeah, I wish we had a better. I wish the clip was so less echoey. Yeah. The
that's the only one I have.
We need more of these sorts of clips.
Why?
I think they're the best.
Of course, I'm looking for the clip, and I just smacked my lips. I haven't heard myself do that, but I still have not heard the yes, no coming out of my own mouth.
I'll let you know when the yes, no hits.
Yeah, you always let me know, but I don't know why I can't hear it.
I have this one for you, though. This was interesting. Notice that is yeah, 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 yeah guy with lip smacking.
Yeah, that's great.
I busted you. I thought you this was an original.
Okay.
You know, it's like Yelp. They've got reviews for every... Yeah, you've got... It's like...
Hey, man, this stuff was nasty.
Yeah, there was some of that.
Today, I'm taking an action fully within my legal authority. The same kind of action taken by Democrats and Republican presidents before me to spare the lives of two turkeys, Mac and Cheese.
What?
Yeah, you know.
What?
In fact, later this afternoon, Michelle, Malia, and Sasha and I will take two turkeys that didn't make the cut to a local food pantry that works hard year-round to make sure that folks in our nation's capital have food and clothes to food to eat and clothes to wear.
Didn't make the
now,
cut.
What he said there is that they're wearing turkeys.
I don't.
Yes, I listened to it a couple of times.
Okay, hold on.
Turkeys in so they can wear them.
Around to make sure that folks in our nation's capital have food and clothes to food to eat and clothes to wear.
Hey.
Well, he says he's taking the turkey to this homeless shelter so they can have food to eat and clothes to wear.
Yes, John, that's what he said. I get
he
it.
Did.
I know. I heard it. I heard it. I get it. Very funny.
Senator Marco Rubio is expected to pound the eastern seaboard sometime early tonight. Windows are being boarded up and grocery stores are virtually empty as Marco Rubio threatens everything in his path.
Now, Michelle Bachmann is on the way, folks, and specifically the eye of Michelle Bachmann will be hitting Florida in a few hours.
Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann is incredibly dangerous. If you value your life, please seek shelter from Michelle Bachmann.
Senator David Vitter is turning out to be one of the hugest and costliest disasters in American history.
David Vitter is literally lifting boats out of the water and tossing them onto the land.
In New Orleans, the levees that were built to stop Hurricane Colin Peterson have been obliterated. I'm here at the North Pier where Speaker John Boehner is really doing a number on this coastline. John Boehner is just destroying this town.
Low
Local animal shelters are under pressure as thousands of animals have been displaced or killed by Governor Rick Perry.
We can't even take care of the animals.
This is the best commercial I have seen in a long time, John.
It's great.
And it just goes on. I mean, it's better when you see the videos because they really did the whole, like, the whole newscaster thing.
Right, the whole.
I would love to have a hurricane named after me. That would be great.
Yeah, it would be, but that clip of the week, by the way, hit, or clip of the day, hit it. Hit
really? Really?
I thought I'd never seen this. It's hilarious.
Oh, well, that's very kind of you. I don't know if I deserve it, but I'll take it, of course.
Clip of the day.
Adam Curry's eye.
Like us on Facebook.
Screw you.
You can make it edible, but you have to actually go out of your way. It's not like something that's naturally tasty. Yeah. It's, you, you know, if you beat it up and cook it in bacon fat and you put a lot of nuts in it, and then you really, first you got to parboil it to beat it up so you can actually chew it. Then you cook it in bacon fat and you get this bacony, greasy gobagoo. Or fry it, deep fat fry it so it's like a crunchy potato chip. You can choke it down. You parboil the kale 5 minutes so you can beat it up a little bit. Take all the stringy stems and stuff out. And then you cook it in bacon fat. You know, as much, and with bacon chips in there. Maybe throw in some walnuts and then choke it down while it's still warm.
Have more kale. 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 Have more kale.
You will
have
obey.
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 More kale. Have more kale.
All right, sir.
Obey.
Sir it Cyber.
Yeah, it seems as if the whole show is to promote kale.
Yeah, well, and maybe it worked. Sir
you know,
Cyber,
it's funny
thank you
because
again.
About last month we did that show about the meat, making meat carcinogenic and all the rest of it.
Probably carcinogenic.
And it was, we traced it back, depending on whose theory it was, your theory is the global warmest and mine more to the vegans.
But for the and same outcome, global warming.
The irony is that a lot of vegetarians and kale eaters do that bacon grease version of the dish.
What
are they going to do now?
Uh-oh.
You're totally screwed because the only good way you can eat kale is by cooking in bacon.
I think they should put some quinoa on there.
They have to rethink their bacon.
Oh, you know, like some quinoa juice. That'll work.
Oh, my gosh. Can you see that juice?
All right.
Oh,
yo,
that was fun.
That
was a good show.
That was fantastic. Really enjoyed that. I had no idea we're so funny. Actually, you're funny.
No, you're funny too.
Yeah, you've got. Sometimes I miss your funny. It's so funny.
Well,
but
then,
yeah, I'm doing other things.
I'm trying. Yeah, actually, the goal of being funny is to get the other guy not to notice.
Right.
So the audience laughs.
Yeah.
And they end up, what it really amounts to, they're laughing at you.
You mean that one time where, like, you were pretending to knock and I thought someone was really knocking?
That was probably
that
the
was
best
funny.
Bit I've ever done. Yeah.
All right, everybody.
It was organic, by the
it
way.
It was.
Like the kale.
Well, we will return on Sunday with the 777, the big 777 episode. Please remember us at Dvorak.org/NA. And we should probably, hopefully people are inspired to do more of these. It is interesting when you pull one topic out. It doesn't just have to be comedy. It could be anything.
Yeah.
Coming to
core
you from
competence or what's core? The core.
Core.
Education.
Common core.
Core.
Common core.
Common core. That's it. I can't think of anything. I'm tired.
Coming to you from FEMA Region 6 here in the capital of the Drone Star State. In the morning, everybody, I'm Adam Curry.
And from Northern Silicon Valley, I'm John C. Dvorak.
We will be back on Sunday with 777 right here on No Agenda. Adios, mofos.
The best podcast in the universe.
Dvorak.org/NA.